Hey, John?
Yeah, who's this?
How's it going, John? I'm calling because you spoke to a team member of mine yesterday. It was in regards to the new energy program. How's your day going?
Well, no, I didn't speak to no team member yesterday.
So no one asked you if you're paying $70 or so on the power bill?
Yeah, that's not a lot.
No,
what are you guys trying to scam me into?
So we're not trying to scam you into anything. Like I mentioned, you advised that we didn't. Obviously, we did, and you know we did. But okay, no worries. I mean, we're just helping homeowners lower their power bill with this government-endorsed program. Keyword government-endorsed, so it's not a scam. For you to lower it by up to 40%, as long as you can qualify. Does that make sense?
My bill's $70 a month. How much lower can you make it?
Okay. I mean, does it go up in the summer at all or in the winter?
No.
Okay. So with this program, even if you're paying $70, you can be locked in at what you're paying and you can keep it that predictability, right? So now you don't have to worry about it going up in the summertime or in the wintertime when it starts to rise up a little bit more than usual.
That makes no sense to me because my bill's pretty steady. I live by myself. It's no more than $85 a month.
Okay.
You can't make it any lower than that.
I mean, with this program, it's a government-endorsed solar program, so it can help you reduce it by up to 40% as long as you can qualify for it.
I'm not paying for anything. I'm not going to be paying for any solar things on my house.
Yeah, that's the great thing, right? You're not paying for that.
Okay, what are you trying to sell me here?
It's a government-endorsed solar program that you're not paying for solar panels. You're paying for cheaper electricity.
And how long is the contract? And then when do you follow up the contract? And then what happens?
Yep. So, right, it's a 25-year agreement that's in place to protect you from inflation. That way you don't have to worry about your bill going up and you can avoid the rate increases. And instead of it going up to that 85 that you mentioned, you could be locked in around that $70 throughout that term and you don't have to worry about it going up on you anymore.
For 25 years?
Correct.
So is that to put solar panels on my house or what?
So if you qualify, you do get solar panels installed. However, you're not paying for that.
Do they go on my roof of my house? Where do they go?
They would be going on the roof of the property.
Okay. Do you understand that the fire department, if there's a fire, they will not get on your roof and put out a fire if there's solar panels on there?
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I'm sure, right, you've seen other people that have solar and their house hasn't caught on fire. That's kind of like a hypothetical situation.
But if it does catch on fire, they're letting it burn because they're not going to risk their lives of getting electrocuted.
But we're not going to risk you for that to happen to put solar panels on your roof.
So if my house burns down, unexpectedly my house catches on fire and the fire department will not, you know, whatever, get on my roof to put a fire out and my house burns to the ground, are you going to cover me?
Yeah, so with this program, the great thing about it is that you're not liable for the actual solar panels. So God forbid anything was to happen, you're covered for it. So even if you already have an insurance right for your property, with this program, it comes with a different insurance attached to it. That way, right, if anything was to happen, you're covered for that.
I don't pay for any of the installation of these solar panels or the cost to upkeep them.
Correct. The reason that is because it's government endorsed. So you're just paying for cheaper power as long as you can qualify. That's ultimately why we were reaching out.
Well, you wouldn't be reaching out if you don't think that I would qualify, right?
Well, the thing is, my job is just to ask you a couple questions just to see if you're a good
fit
for it.
Go ahead.
So for example, would you say you're the homeowner on title here on Sterling?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, the main qualification is that these programs are government endorsed, so you need to have a standing credit score of above 660. Do you feel like you'd meet that?
Let me see. I'll take a look and see what I did have some troubles with a girlfriend. She put me fucking in a little bit of debt, but.
Sorry to hear that.
Let's see here. $680.
Okay,
717.
Great.
So
awesome. So then that shouldn't be necessarily an issue, right? Now, the last thing I would just really ask you is, as far as like the sunlight exposure on the property, would you say you get exposed to a lot of sunlight on it?
For the most part, but the roof's not faced the right direction.
No worries. I mean, if you get exposed to a great amount of sunlight, then that's not an issue. The main thing that I would like to ask you to set the expectation proper is if there's any like damages you're aware of the on the roof.
Well, I mean, I don't know how big these panels are and how much room they take up, but I would put them on my garage.
Let me double check. Because the thing is, right, for me to set the expectation proper for you, I would need to make sure that at least the roof on the property, at least itself, it has there's like no leaks or damages on it. That's the main concern. Because that's like the main
Well,
qualification
I
far
mean
as like
that's another thing too, is like in 25 years, I mean, I might not need shingles on my roof for another 20 years or so, maybe 15 years.
Okay, so you would say that it's not old or anything like that?
It's not, no, I mean, but they are aged. I mean, they're probably 10 years old now.
Okay. Typically, roofs, right, they last around 30 years. So if it's at the 10-year mark, that shouldn't necessarily be an issue. The only reason I emphasize the importance on it is because in terms of qualifying, that does really matter. That way, we don't waste any of your time. But if it's around 10 years old, then that shouldn't necessarily be an issue. And if
Yeah, I
the.
mean,
Go ahead.
no, I mean that the problem of it is you install these solar panels on my roof, and I do have leaks, then what?
So the great thing about this program is, like I was mentioning, is we don't come near a roof that isn't structurally strong enough to sustain the system. We're liable for that. So that's why you're completely covered with it. Now, God forbid anything was to happen, you are granted with a roof penetration warranty that you would not have to pay anything for. Because that's, keep in
So
mind.
what do I pay out of pocket? Do I pay anything out of pocket for this program?
No, absolutely not. You're not paying anything out of pocket. The way that it works is you're just paying for a cheaper power bill. So instead of you paying your current utility provider, your bill gets eliminated and pay a cheaper bill. But let me ask you, I
Say
didn't say anything.
hypothetically, I get an electric car.
Yeah.
Would it sustain that car? I mean, do I have
Yeah.
the infrastructure for that?
Correct. So now I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, in the next 6 months or a year or so, randomly you decide to get an electric vehicle. You advise our energy consultant that information. That way, we can use what's called a consumption calculator that helps us punch in the numbers for that electric usage when you get that car. That way, we get you the proper system that you need, and it helps you avoid these rate increases and help you lower that bill. That way, you get a very accurate bill. Does that make sense?
Is there a battery bank
Yep.
that has to be installed?
It's not necessarily that if it has to, it's more if it's necessary to, right? If it's something that you prefer, that is something that's included, but that's something that we can break down for you in detail.
Would that cost me anything?
No, so that's included. So that you wouldn't come out
And
of pocket
how
for that.
much room do this battery bank take up?
As far as that goes, I'm not too sure because there's different batteries that are available.
Yeah, the
Essentially,
reason I say that is, I mean, if it could be installed in the attic, and that wouldn't be an issue.
gotcha. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. As far as that part goes, that would be a question for my energy consultant because he's actually the expert on where all these things go and things like that. My
Yeah.
job is really just to make sure that you're a good fit for it. Based on the information right now so far, it looks like you could be. The next step for us is really just finding a different day that you have about 30 minutes of spare time where we can show you what that would look like. Basically, they pop by for around 30 minutes, sit down with you, and then they'll show you a free savings report. And if there's any questions you have, feel free to fire away. We make sure to answer them for you. Typically, it only takes about 30 minutes of your time. I mean, let's say, hypothetically speaking, there's a different day that you have about 30 minutes, even if it's on a weekend.
Well, see, my problem is like
Sure.
right now, like I work shifts, and I could potentially work, into my day off and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't want to be screwing nobody over either.
Oh no,
I mean,
absolutely. We want to make sure.
so I'm just trying to see what, I mean, I understand it's a government program, blah, 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 but there's obviously risk involved with me in doing this.
Well, so I'll tell you this. The thing is, as good as all of this may sound, not everyone can qualify for it. Based on the qualifications that I asked you, it seems like you're a good fit for it. That's why we're reaching out. We're helping homeowners simply just with free consultations. That way you can at least see what you can take advantage of now that these programs are available. Keep in mind, you're not coming out of pocket for it. It's literally designed to do exactly what you're doing right now with your current utility provider. As far as the utility provider, though, are you with Penelec or is it Duquesne?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Penelec.
Right. So again, John, it's the exact same thing you're doing with Penelec. The only difference is you're not paying them at a higher cost. You swap out your bill for a much cheaper one. So I know you mentioned, right, obviously you don't want to screw anyone over. We don't want to screw you over either. We want to make
sure. Well,
you're
I just don't want to come back and my bill's $140 a month. You know what I mean?
No, exactly, right? So this program isn't designed for you to pay more. It's designed for you to pay less. So that's why I wanted to set the expectation proper, because I know you mentioned that.
I mean, I consider my house a low consumption of energy to begin with.
Sure. But obviously more on the conservative side. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, you were interested in getting yourself an electric vehicle. That could change drastically. So that's why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have electric e-bikes that I charge on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not much. I mean, I don't even see a difference in my bill, to be honest with you.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you run your AC at all on the power?
I'm going to be quite honest with you. My house is like half, like into the ground, like the foundation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This house is very well insulated. I've had to run my air conditioner, I think, maybe like 3 days this summer so far, really.
Okay. Well, the thing you can also take benefit from that we can break down to you is we can provide you with more electricity than you use. That way you can obviously run everything more comfortably and you don't have to be as conservative. So that actually
can I actually get paid? I mean, putting it back into the grid?
So yeah, there is selling it back to the grid in form of a credit. So that is something that we can break down to you. Again, like I mentioned, right, for me to set the expectation proper and not give you the wrong information, that would be the energy consultant's job.
I get it, man. So we need to get past this, and maybe I should have somebody come talk.
Yeah. I mean, on a different day, man, let's say there's 30 minutes you have for spare time. Is that usually morning times? Or
if you could get this done today, that would be ideal. I mean, is it over the phone or somebody come to my house?
So if... What I can double check is that we have been able to do same day visits. So essentially what it is, it's a 30-minute in-home consultation. The only thing we need is the bill. If you have the bill, we can show you a free savings report really quick and then answer any other questions that you have.
I threw it away.
I mean, nonetheless, if you need to pull one up online, that's something that we can do as well, because we have helped homeowners the same situation.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's never, ever been over $100.
Yeah, no worries. We've helped, believe it or not, we've helped homeowners that are paying $65, right? We've helped homeowners that are paying $60. So the benefit is you can control and have that predictability. That way you don't have to worry about it going up at all, like right throughout the whole summer, things like that. Or even in the winter.
The winter is I have an oil furnace, and that does run now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That seems to up the ante. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing, right? If there's different appliances that are helping you run it up, we can help you with more electricity. That way, obviously, if you're running these things more, now you won't have to worry about your bill being affected at all.
I mean, at that point, I might consider inverter or whatever, like a heat pump. You know what I mean? Like a, what I don't know what they're called, DC run.
Like a swamp cooler?
Yeah, they can run AC in the summer and heat in the winter.
Yeah. With all these things that you may be willing to add or looking into, that's what we can help you break down for. That way we can help you obviously cut down on it. I know you typically mentioned that if there was a spare 30 minutes of time, I don't know if you would have some availability maybe even this evening, like around 6, 7?
I'm going to be honest with you. Let me think here.
Uh-huh.
Let me look at my schedule. Let me look at the calendar here.
Yeah.
This is my only day off. Maybe it's my only day off this week. Next week, I think I have... I mean, could you make it on a Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, actually, the one thing is we do have Sunday off. Another time we do have is Saturday. If you have any spare 30 minutes, we work as early as 8 a.m. all the way to about 5 p.m. for Saturday, if that even works for you, maybe like at an 8 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I think I'm trying to think here.
Because roughly it only takes about 30 minutes, right? 45 minutes.
I don't think
longer.
I don't have work till 10 o'clock at night on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if Saturday works for you, anytime we can.
Saturday, it would be like a Saturday, like, I don't know. I don't know, between 11 and 1.
Okay. Why don't we play it safe and let's just put Saturday at 11? What
All
I'll
right.
go ahead and do for you, right, is all I'm going to do is send you a text message from this number. This is your direct line, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you a text message with this number letting you know it's set for Saturday at 11. The only thing we need present is the power bill. As long as you have that, we can conduct that savings report. And then you can expect that probably within the next 5 minutes or so after this call. That way we can help
Wait,
kind of finish the process up.
to what? To give you my electric bill now or what? Or the day he shows up?
So if you have a paper copy of it, of the bar graph portion of it, you could send a screenshot over. If not, as long as you have it present there, that won't be an issue.
Let me see here. I think I do. I don't have to look here. Mean,
John, if you don't have a paper copy of it present there, that's not an issue, man. If you can have it present even on Saturday, you know, no rush. It's just really important to have. So as long as you even have it there, that's not a problem.
Let's see here. I could. I'm trying to. Okay. But I don't. I mean, not handy here. I could probably find it.
Yeah, no worries. Look, worst comes to worst, we can have the consultant try and pull it up online for you. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll go ahead and put you then down for Saturday at 11. Within the text that I send you, if you can do me the favor of giving me a like or a thumbs up on the text, that way I know you received it, that'll be great.
Yeah, let me see here. Hold up. I didn't get it yet.
I was gonna send the text right after this call. You could expect it within the
Oh,
next 5 minutes.
okay. All
Awesome.
right.
All right. Sounds good, John. My name is Adam. I'm the verifications manager. It was great speaking with you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Yes, sir.